A great education. Anirin Bevin woke up in flat Bathurst to the drone of Julia Gillard's Ben Chifley Light on the Hill speech as she condescended that Chifley always regretted his lack of a great education. Bevin had left school at 13, self-taught proudly like Chifley. He wondered if Gillard ever knew the power of freely chosen knowledge. When young, he detested the chain store quality he called everything in its place and nothing above sixpence. She liked universality of education, her faith in uniforms startling to a man who thought socialism meant avoiding them, her stress on educational achievements hollowly passim, insisting one acknowledge all her own. He thought of Chifley and Everett roasting baked potatoes on a Murray houseboat, each free of envy of the other's erudition. Then his irritation became pity when he pictured Gillard, Welshly stiff in a little uniform, Welsh ma'am bossy like his own mother, or nervously flirty, that old anxiety of women for respect in crisis, leaping at their throats like blazer emblems, unable to orate as he had, to think swiftly on the spot as his hand pressed on his heart.